Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
It's been a while. Been on hiatus, COVID hiatus.
How you feeling, man?
I feel pretty good. I caught it. I'm pretty sure I caught it right before I went to New Orleans, and then being in New Orleans, drinking in the heat, not taking vitamins, it just like my body couldn't fight it.
Okay.
So it set in. But I felt all right. A tickle in my throat, a little bit of a cough, would fall asleep quite a bit, like just be like, I'm tired, and just fall asleep for like an hour. But I'm over it now, COVID-free.
Glad you're better, man. Glad you're better.
Yeah. And so that was our little hiatus, so that's what we were doing. And we just didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to spread it around.
Safety first. Yeah. Good job by you.
But we're back, and we're drinking some Hazy Beer Hug from
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
This is 6.8%. We went to this event, the launch event. And I want to say these beers are the reason why when you went to Goose for maybe the winter season 2 years ago, you went to Goose, you saw 7 IPAs on tap.
Yeah.
And you this is at Fulton. And the reason you saw that is because they were kind of just honing in what recipes made sense because they wanted to go national with this Beer Hug series.
Right. And the main one is Neon Beer Hug. That's like the standard, right?
Yeah, there's like 5 of them. Right.
Yeah, there's a Hazy, there's a in basically like an Imperial Beer Hug that I forget what the name is. Big Beer Hug? I don't know.
There's a whole series of them. Brad dressed up as the bear with the glasses in one of the reels. This one's not pouring bad today.
Yeah, 6.8%. It feels like that's a good little kick. I feel like Goose likes to make their IPAs kind of big lately.
Yeah, sometimes a little too big, honestly. Yeah. They're hazies and they're too big. Mm-hmm. Or even they're clear and they're all like 9%. You're like, what's going on here?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. India Pale Ale, Chicago, Illinois, and Fort Collins, Colorado. So that's the thing that caught me off guard about the event as I slammed the cans.
Yeah.
That the whole purpose of this was to take these national. And that's not, you know, you're taking hazies national. I was like, wait, what? I was just super confused by that. But, you know. That's what they want
to
do.
Right, and they had to come up with, they had to find hops that worked with good shelf life and things like that, not something that's, you know, you're going to have this 2 weeks. Well, this was packaged until July 20th. That doesn't make sense.
July 2nd. July 2nd, 2022.
I've had this before.
Oh, so you're saying that must be the Best Buy date, right?
Right?
Yeah, because this says July 2nd. 2022, which would have been like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, and I picked this up months ago.
So you should drink it by now. That's not cool. Yeah. There's a bunch of other letters on there, but it's like some Julianne bullshit. We don't know.
Yeah, it even says 02 July 22 on here. I've had these cans for months.
Are they misleading the people, Brad?
I'm very confused now that they're dating. These must be Best Buy dates but I would assume dates on cans are the package dates.
Historically, that if you just see one date, historically that's what it means. That's when it was born.
Were the...
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
No.
All right. So according to them, this was packaged like a couple weeks ago. Okay. But we know that's a lie.
Bright, sunshiny, and haze.
It's still tasting good, but...
It does taste good, but
I'm being lied to.
Yeah, because when was that event? I want to say that was
You could look at the Instagram. The picture with the bear was probably a week later, or we probably took a photo of us being there because we got the preview of the Microphone Goose Island collaboration, and yeah, that was before Beer Under Glass.
And before our run of all the guest brewers. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Because, yeah, we hadn't even talked to the brewer over there at
April 21st.
Right. And then I picked these up when we talked to Mike, right, at Goose Island.
Yeah. So you picked these up a week later, April 27th.
Yeah. So these were in cans already before that, so they were in cans in April. Why does it say July?
We're adding up reasons on why we need to talk to Goose Marketing on this show. You know, why are they not in Super Bowl ads? Why did they not buy the rights to pour beer at what went into the decision to stop pouring beer
at Sox?
Yeah, and what's going on with the date on this can if it's not the born date?
Yeah, because that makes me question seeing other Goose can dates now, because even the can. Yeah, even bottle dates on Bourbon County, it says bottled on, or it used to. So,
I'm mildly curious about this whole thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, but we're still going to drink it. And then we got a lot of different stops to talk about since we haven't been here. The last time we left off was with our previous bike ride to Hoonanay.
West Burbs, right? Yeah, Northwest Burbs.
Yeah. The first brewery I ended up stopping back in after being cleared of COVID was Dry Hopped.
Really?
Yeah. We were out.
The old Dry Hop.
Riding bikes around, and we wanted to sit outside and be close to our electric bikes. And so we went.
You should see the look in Brad's eye when he talks about this bike.
We had to be like real close so no one came up and like snatched them from us. So we sat and Dry Hopped outside. And had a couple beers there.
The original of the Dry Hop quadrant of brewers, right? I think Corridor soon followed, and then the pizza joint next door, and then Crushed by Giants. What's the pizza joint next door joint called? The pizza Roebuck. Yeah.
Which, like, Maeve and I were talking, like, Sears Roebuck. It's spelled the same way.
Yeah, that's the only thing. The only time I've heard that word.
Right.
I'm starting to be sure what Roebuck means.
I only know it as the store. So did they steal it, or were they like, we need a Dry Hop and, you know, like a Sears and Roebuck. Let's just call it Roebuck. Dry Hop and Roebuck.
Roebuck's a fun word.
Yeah. But I was shocked that we got beers. They had Dry Hop on the glass.
Oh, hey now.
So it made for a good picture.
Shout out to Hop Review. I think they refreshed some of the Dry Hop branding in there a few years ago.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. So I did that. And then I also did another bike ride this past weekend and did another North Burbs kind of thing. Did Double Clutch.
Yeah.
Which we went there. And that Kolsch is pretty damn good. It might pretty rival good. Like a Dovetail or even a Goldfinger.
Goldfinger Metro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. They talk about, I think the guy was... He's a home brewer for 20 years, and then he goes to school with the family that owns these restaurants, and one of the restaurants, the restaurant group used to have a garage where they kept all their classic cars, and that's how this whole project came together. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good little first stop of the day, Evanston. Then we biked over to McCushla. I've now been to McCushla like twice.
And you're still just like refusing to pronounce this.
Yeah. I'm like terrible at the name. I'm like, why am I here all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, Brad.
I don't know. I'm just like.
Because it's not like on a particular route, right? Where I know I've been to McCushla once, but I don't remember it being near other stuff.
No.
Okay.
Also, the beer is like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like.
You got to go.
Yeah. Right? I put it up there like on tour kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Always good.
It's solid.
But I don't remember what any of the beers are called. No.
That's true. I was actually on tour within the last month, and I couldn't tell you what I had. It was the pills. That's all I remember.
Then we were looking at the map, and we realized 1090 is like literally you can like stumble from McCushla to 1090.
Okay.
So we went to 1090. We sat outside on the patio there, and I got a watermelon seltzer.
Right on. Oh, where's Brad with the...
Yeah, you're biking.
Yeah.
And although that was a very short bike ride from the previous brewery to there, it was sort of like, let's just go seltzer. I just need, like, basically water. We're outside biking.
Yeah. Now, not Makushla, but 1090's in Glenview. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you where Makushla was. I know it's next to that Hackney's. Might
still be Glenview?
Probably.
Yeah. Basically. Same. Yeah. 1090, I walked in just to be like, can we sit outside? I've only really had 1090 beer at events and festivals. I remember them as like big stouts.
Yeah, I think 1090 refers to the gravity of the beers they like to make.
Okay.
Big Belgians, big stouts. Yeah.
And so when I saw the seltzer, I was like, I don't want a stout. I don't know anything else they have. I'm just going to do that. And it was pretty good.
Okay.
Spot. And then from there, we went to Alarmist.
This is all on the same trip?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This was our circle back. And we hit up Alarmist, I think it was a Crispy Boy, and then a Le Juice there.
I mean, you know, when in Rome.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was a good stop. We just sat at the bar. Crushed a couple beers there.
Sometimes, the one time me and you went, right after Gary won that medal, they had it was a variant on draft of Le Juice on cask.
Okay.
I enjoyed that. I don't know if that's something they do all the time. Or
they didn't have that one on. They had Ajuice on.
That's a black IPA.
Yeah. A couple other things. I did find out while at Alarmist that, you know, Trevor, he left. The one guy who used to work at Haymarket. Was assistant brewer at Alarmist and became head brewer when, I forget his name, left. And now he's moved over to Goose Island.
Really?
Yeah. And so I was like, who's taking over? What's happening? They just got a girl who's starting from New Belgium.
No kidding.
Yeah. So that's kind of exciting to see what...
No kidding.
Basically, I don't know, someone outside of the Chicago beer scene is going to bring to the table at Alarmist.
Yeah, that is very interesting.
Yeah, I don't think he told me the date she was starting, but, you know, in the next couple of weeks, she's got to get onboarded, she's got to move to Chicago. But he said they fit in with their vibe there. Their vibe is kind of, like,
good,
wacky.
Good cultural fit. She's insane, like the rest of us.
If they found someone that fit in with the Alarmist crew and Gary Gully, like, that's shocking.
And, you know... they have a lot of moves, that crew, New Belgium. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the, they do wild ales and sour beers. You know, of course, they got the killer pale ale.
Right.
You know, they're doing stouts. They're all over the place with their styles. So it'll be interesting to see how she kind of injects her experience into what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. So that should be fun. But that was like a great little bike ride that I think each stop was about 7 miles from... 1090 to Alarmist, but overall not too bad.
Right on.
Fun little Saturday.
Man, that's all one day, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck. These are things I would never do. Put this in the column of things I could never, like, literally cannot do.
I was feeling that the next day because I think just being in the sun and dehydration and sun got to me over being drunk.
Yeah.
I think it was just like I did not drink enough water. Or enough beer, and it just, like, next day was like, oh, man, I felt zapped.
That's a good run, though. That's a good run of stuff. Yeah. I think I saw the Alarmist reel, and I'm like, I like that we talk about reels all the time, reels versus still photos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, more reels. Need to do more reels.
Well, yeah, I was listening to something. They were talking about how you will not see as many photos on Instagram. When you look through it, they're pushing all the video content, so we sort of have to mix it up. And going somewhere now, when I go grab a beer, I try to grab a couple other video shots to see, like, oh, you might just, rather than, like, four photos, you might just put a little montage together.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, some of the older interviews. A lot of, when I scroll through stuff, I see interviews, whether it's, you know, music or pop culture, whatever, little snippets of interviews.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, man, going through and kind of piecing through some of your favorite kind of moments of interviews.
Oh, that's true,
too. Be a nice little thread, too. I think I'm going to try to do something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I like it. So that was my stop since being back and since being COVID free, had some decent beers down in New Orleans. We were all about this Paradise Park from South. That was a great, just easy drinking.
Was that the joint with the Prince bathroom?
Oh no, that was like just a random bathroom. Oh yeah, it was. Oh, man. We were out drinking. I think I was drinking High Lifes and playing pool at like this dive bar.
Yeah.
And I sent you a picture of the Prince bathroom I walked into. I was like, all right, who needs to see this? Nick needs.
I just moved, and after I saw that, I put Prince in my bathroom. So now you're taking a piss, and there's a huge Prince poster right there.
Yeah. No, we were at a dive bar, and I was just like, yeah, we need High Lifes. I think we were drinking wine at dinner, and I was like, just High Lifes and pool. Let's go.
It's champagne and beers, man. It says right there on the can.
Mm-hmm.
Or the bottle. Bottle, too.
Exactly. How about you? What you been up to?
Man, I think since we last hooked up, the one thing I went to was Friday Night Flights.
Okay.
This was after I hung out with the Guild at the golf event. I think that's the last time we recorded. After that, I hung out with them at Friday Night Flights. It was at Kimski. So really not in Kimski, but on the side street next to Kimski.
Okay.
So when you're down in Bridgeport, they are slowly taking over the whole block. You remember the Royal Pies place that used to be next to Maria's?
Yeah.
Now that's turned into something called Pizza Fried Chicken. Which is a Mars owned business. And then of course you got Maria's, and then next door to Maria's you got Kimski. So they own three businesses in a row.
Shit. Okay.
And then the side block next to Kimski's is where the party was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they just don't buy Bridgeport Coffee too, right across the street.
I'm saying this what is this, 31st? I think they literally own the whole intersection. It's pretty funny because the Co-Prosperity Sphere, where like Beer Download and I think the Beer Temple, they record, and then there's they do events there. That's like a half a block from all this stuff we just named.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting scene down there. You know what's funny? This it's a fundraiser. It's a collab. Friday Night Flights is a series, and it's a fundraiser for the Guild. So Chew Chicago does all the promotion. I think Chew Chicago is like a marketing component of the city, right? Chew Chicago and the Guild, they come together, they do this. It's supposed to be as many people as you can get because a lot of the money goes to the Guild.
Yeah.
But Bridgeport, the neighborhood of Bridgeport didn't want an entire block party. So there was like a quarter of the block.
Mm-hmm.
And it was packed, but they couldn't take over the whole block, which was kind of interesting because they wanted to do it outside of Mars.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, old cobblestone streets. It's built for a festival. It's like a lot of space. But Bridgeport didn't want to have a big party.
Oh, that's...
They're just against big parties.
Bridgeport, come on.
I thought that was interesting. Because, I mean, that would have killed on the side of Maria's.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of a dead-end street anyway.
It's true. Yeah.
But it was cool. I think Cheers a Dutch Bag. I hung out with them most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. And the last time I went to Peace, the bartender at Peace told me I had to try this Dutch Bag beer. She was saying how two guys at work here started to brew a Dutch Bag, and they brew out of... Motorola with Dunier, and so I chatted them up, and they were super nice. Just a modern farmhouse brewery,
where
they want yeast to be, yeast to be the focus.
Okay.
Flavors you can produce from yeast versus flavors that you produce from hops. Yeah, they were cool. They were telling some cool Cuddy stories.
Oh,
really? Because they worked at Peace.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And it was kind of, I think, if I remember correctly, and this is all kind of just drunken ramble, but I think he was kind of saying, he was appreciative of Cuddy, but every time he wanted to make his own type of beer, whether it was like a kettle sour or just something that Peace didn't offer, Cuddy would offer him, all right, if you're going to do this, this is the best example of this I've had, but we're not brewing this shit here. And it was kind of like, that was kind of the impetus for him to say, hey, I got this guy who's, one of the best that did it, showing me the ropes, so I should just take this knowledge and then go do my own thing because I want to make cool shit, and it's not the shit that Peace wants to make.
Okay.
So I think it kind of motivated him, it sounded like. Yeah. And that's probably not what he said at all, but that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, it does seem like even before his passing, like the Metal Steve taking over and Peace doing different beers than you would have seen at the brewery previously or at the brew pub. So kind of interesting to see them try to do something else there.
Yeah. But like hearing stories about, he'd call him at 1 a.m. and Cuddy would pick up and, he would just bend his ear about everything he could about brewing. You know, to hear those kind of stories was actually really cool. That's probably cool. The coolest part of this whole thing.
So, yeah, nice.
Yeah. So that was that.
So is Friday Night Flights back in like full force? Because it's sort of like felt like it disappeared, and then this one kind of popped up. And it was, is this the first one of the series? Or no, there was another one at like Wrigley or something.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one before this was Wrigley. But yeah, to your point, I think it started under Rahm Emanuel. In fact, he named it Friday Night Flights. And it's funny, the Guild says they wanted to have like an ice cream truck, but with beer. Every Friday, go through a different neighborhood.
Okay.
And the Guild's like, well, that's kind of illegal, so we can't do that. And we're not doing it every weekend. Let's do it once a month. Okay. So to your point, it's only once a month. So over the summer, you only get like maybe less than a half of them. Okay. I mean, a handful of them.
Okay.
A handful of them. The last one was at Wrigley.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the brewers there, shout out to Blue Island. I saw them there. The brewers appreciated it because, like, you know, at Wrigley, they were pre-gaming at Big Star. You know, there was like, you know, 2,000 people waiting to get in. They were all hammered when they showed up, and nobody really wanted to, like, understand the beers.
Yeah, they just wanted to drink.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So this crowd was totally different. So the brewers were happy that it was at Bridgeport, you know? Yeah. So,
nice.
But yeah, there's only a handful of them, and it's only once a month.
Okay. Do we know when the next one is or where it is? Not yet.
I forgot already, man. Okay. I forgot already. Yeah, we'll post it, though, when we find out.
Okay. So you did that? Any other stops or things you hit up?
Cheers to Mars. I went over there for karaoke night.
Okay.
The
one... Southside or the Logan Square one?
Oh, no, not the Southside one. The one in Bridgeport.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that they're a distillery now?
No.
They have tequila and bourbon and gin.
Okay.
It's funny. It's called, their bourbon is called the bourbon of the future. You know how they say Bridgeport's the community of the future?
Sure.
It's what is it? Mars Community Spirits versus Mars Community Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah. I met a guy down there, man. And I took photos. He works at Mars, but then he's got his own brewery. And it's called, what's it called? It's called Braza. Braza Brewing. I took a photo of it.
Why does that sound familiar for some reason?
Yeah.
I feel like I picture the word in my head.
Yeah, I think it's called like Braza Bar.
Okay.
Oh, but the point is, yeah, here it is. He had an English mild on, and he had a Belgian golden ale. Barra Brava Brewing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a soccer brewery.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he plays soccer every Monday, and he works at Mars, and, you know, Mars kind of allowed him to do his thing at the brewery.
Nice.
Yeah, but I think Barra, something about, like, being rowdy at games and something about the bar, and the bar is where all the really rowdy people are, and there's a huge bar so that the stands don't collapse, and it's kind of a tribute to soccer. I need to find out more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. But, that's cool.
So I drink that, and I try a little bit of the whiskey, and, yeah, and the gay IPA was on.
Okay, yeah, so. It was Pride Month, right?
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Man, I feel like we've been getting around. We're getting after it.
Summer's in full swing.
Yeah.
You know, feels good. Feels good to get out. Yeah.
I got to not go to Makushla again.
Brad's Makushla and it the fuck up.
I got to try some different spots, get somewhere else in the city now. Go south, go farther west. I kind of want to hit up Buckle Down because I haven't been there in years. And I saw that they were kind of in the news that they are not letting dogs into their tap room anymore.
Dogs are a little too rowdy?
Yeah, one of their servers got like bit or
damn.
Like almost bit by a dog. So they are saying, sorry, we just can't do this anymore.
Shit is real out here.
Which I can understand. Like, I always felt like dogs in the tap room. Like, people are drunk, walking around. Someone could step on a dog's tail, a paw. And, you know, dogs, yeah, you're not down with that.
So, yeah.
But made me, like, remember that Buckle Down was a place.
Like, we're glad you recorded this video because we kind of forgot.
Yeah. I'm glad you're letting me know because I forgot you were even here.
Yeah. So. When we used to do the tour, one time, a couple times, we went out to Buckle Down. And we would go to Blue Nose, which was out that way.
Oh, yeah.
But Blue Nose is now First Forest Brewing. Because Blue Nose closed shop.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, to your point, until someone told me First Forest was in the old Blue Nose space, And before hearing about Buckle Down, you kind of forget about those that Westburg route.
Right.
Because what's that like? I couldn't even tell you what town that is.
Yeah, it's getting close to like Bedford Park area out there.
Yeah, somewhere between
Flossmoor and
here's Brad with the Flossmoor. No, it's like a Midway. I think it's like on the way back from Midway.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's even far because it's off of 55 somewhere mm-hmm. over there. Yeah, but damn, cool. But then we have a couple of news stories. One that kind of surprised me was Lake Effect isn't opening up in this old firehouse anymore.
Yeah, it was a firehouse in what, Irving Park?
No, Jefferson Park.
Oh, Jefferson Park. Yeah. So next to Irving Park. Because right now their landlord is the costume shop.
Right.
And you have to walk down the alley to get to Lake Effect.
And the costume shop is like, yo, we got plans for the space. Like, you got, like, we thought you were leaving. We were, like, prepared for whatever freaky thing they're about to do in there.
And Lake Effect was like, well, fine, we're going into the, we got food coming, it'll be great, there's going to be condos upstairs, it's a vintage, fucking old historic firehouse, and we're going there, so whatever, see ya. And now?
It was basically, it's just taking too long, is what the story kind of read as, that they're like, we don't really know when we're going to get permits. The city's kind of dragging their feet. And we can't wait around. Like, Lake Effect's like, yo, we have to leave.
No.
Like, if we don't have a space to go, we're not a brewery. So now they're going into, was it Avondale or Irving Square?
Avondale, and they didn't say where.
Yeah.
My guess is that they go into, there's a strip mall on Addison next to Target. And this strip mall kind of sucks. I mean, as far as like, you know, there's a Panda Express and like a Famous Footwear and a nail shop. Just kind of shit that I don't shop at. So that's why I think
the
it sucks.
The one on Addison?
Yeah.
With the breakfast spot?
Oh, with Dapper's East.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're going there?
I think it's going in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have no information on this, but I'm kind of hoping it goes in there because I'm over that way sometimes.
Yeah.
And then that would be cool. That'd be cool because there's nothing really, other than the breakfast joint, there's nothing in that mall. That's fine, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So that'd be cool.
I don't know. But yeah, that's a bummer. The firehouse seemed fun and would have been good for Jefferson Park because right now they just have Printer's Row Brewing.
And and then I think Fishman's is done. Mm-hmm. So that's really the only thing I got going is Printer's Row.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll find out what happens with Lake Effect. And then over in Tinley Park, 350 is sort of back, but as a new name.
Yeah, Flipside Brewing.
Flipside.
So Eric, who was the brewer at Milk Money, and before that he brewed at, I want to say, Rock Bottom Lombard before they closed. But he got his start at 350 before his journey with these other spots. Yeah.
So he's like going back to his roots, but being like, I'm going to do my own thing. But being the head brewer at Milk Money, yo, that place just opened like a year ago. And you're already like peace, like you didn't have any like equity in this spot.
I thought that was kind of a weird twist, right? But then it's kind of like, and I was trying to look up the story because I met this guy and I'm trying to think of what that brewery was, and that it was a brewery in Oak Park Mall, Oak Brook Mall, the outdoor Oak Brook Mall, and he was there.
It had to have been a Gordon Beer.
Yeah, it was one of these chains.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, back to the Milk Money thing. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, their whole identity beer-wise was this guy. But maybe he was a brewer and he wasn't as part of the ownership decision-making, maybe. Maybe that was the reason for the split. Okay. I don't know.
I feel like if you're opening a brewery, the person opening it is some sort of brewer. Like, I just think of, like, Alarmist, like Gary Gulley. He's not brewing really now, but he was a brewer, and he wanted to open his own brewery.
Yeah.
So who at Milk Money was like, yo, I want to open my own brewery, and they instantly got, in the first year, got a head brewer that left now?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's surprising to me.
I think so, yeah. Things fall apart, man, mm-hmm. you know? And I think things fall apart when the guys opened in the joint are not brewers. And,
maybe,
you know, and their direction is totally, that's what happened at Moore. Those guys owned a liquor store. They opened Moore, you know, they hired a brewer, but then they fell apart pretty quickly, and then the brewer split to go do his own thing, right?
Now they're both doing well.
And now the guy that left Moore is coming back to build a space like half a mile from Moore. It's fucking hilarious, yeah.
The flip side, yeah, Tinley Park. This is going to be in the, like, strip mall spot, like across from that. What's that liquor store?
The Open Bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be in the exact same spot. That'd be cool. I'm going to go check it out. Last time I had, what was it, 350, I think you brought the their pumpkin ale.
Okay, that was...
some years ago.
Probably six, probably 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember going out to 350 and sitting at the bar and just being like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. It's a weird spot. I grew up in South Burbs, so I've been to 350. And I knew Eric from, you know, just beer stuff. But it's 350 on its own. Their beers were kind of like, I don't know. What's the word? Just kind of forgettable. 350 yeah. brewery, 350 beers.
And just not all that great. Like, they're like lackluster, right?
I was trying to try to find some other words.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they were fine. Oh, I went to an event and this old lady said, this place is middling.
Middling?
Middling is what she said. I was at some kind of seafood joint that had just opened. She's like, this place is middling at best.
What's middling?
I don't know.
Just kind of like.
It's worse than fancy old ladies use, man.
Average? Like below average? I guess that's a nice way to say middling. Nick was looking this up.
Moderate or average?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Middling. It was hilarious. I'm like, I like this old lady. I don't know what's going on here, but this is great.
Okay. Cool. Any other news? Or the only thing is event coming up is Oak Park Marker Brew.
Oh, man. I think it's like the 10th annual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we like a month?
That usually closes out the summer.
Yeah.
No. The cobblestone streets of Oak Park. Mm-hmm. It's an event that anyone can walk through, but you need a ticket if you're going to drink. And it used to be a guild event.
Right. No longer. They're out. But you know, the party rages on.
Yeah. They're 15 years old. It's a zero waste craft beer festival.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to them. This is one of the last parties we went to.
One of the last big ones where we double dipped.
Yeah. One of my faves, everything, I say it all the time about this party. Oak Park is the suburb that's closest to downtown Chicago. Right. And then, but it's technically a suburb. So all the suburban breweries that you never get to are always at Oak Park. Mm-hmm. So this is the one time to try them all if you don't make those suburb romps like Brad and I sometimes do.
Right. And I think we're going to talk to the organizers on a episode coming up to kind of get a little more details on it, what to expect this year. Because we didn't go last year, but you walked through it, right? Or
I didn't go mad and make it last year.
Where we heard about it or talked about it, and I think it went over pretty well, even though last summer was sort of... in flux, everyone being out.
Yeah, we missed Freedom Fest, Rev's Freedom Fest.
Oh, was that, I think,
it was just that past
last weekend?
This past weekend. Kind of curious to know if anybody knows what happened. I'm kind of curious to know what happened there.
Yeah, I was at a bar last night that listed the lemonade, Freedom Lemonade, under their sour beers. That was their only sour beer they listed. And I was like, I know this is like technically like a kettle sour kind of thing, but I don't think of it as a sour beer.
Right. I think it's a beer with like tart lemonade, right?
Yeah. But I think
it's one of the Freedom. The Freedom starts as a kettle sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess technically it's a sour beer, but it made me think of, I saw a tweet this past week that someone like got an IPA and it just said IPA on the can. And they're like, if this is a hazy IPA, I need more descriptors when I buy beer. Like, this is not like calling Freedom Lemonade a sour is not a sour compared to like a, you know,
any sour
a Flemish or a Flanders or any of that stuff. Like, that the guy I was with, he like loves sours like that, and I'm like, you're not gonna like that. Like, that's not a sour beer.
Yeah, it leans on the side of like a like Sun Crusher, where it's like a refreshing kind of summertime thing.
Yeah.
Versus like someone who wants a sour in a glass. Right.
So I think we just need more. We need words, more words to describe the growing beer scene. Like calling it a hazy IPA. Okay, that's fine. I know what I'm getting. But if you just if Goose was just like, this is IPA, and you're like, that's sort of a hazy IPA. I thought I was getting like an American hopped IPA.
Yeah, that's true. And the brewers in most cases will take care of you and give you good scriptors. And usually the ones who are behind the curve are the publicans, sadly enough. Like people at bars that do menus and write beer boards. Right. They're the ones that are not being as descriptive as they could be.
Said it was a sour. I'm going to call it a sour.
There you go. That's fucking sour.
That's like a more of a shanty kind
of. Exactly. It's more in line with a rattler or a shanty than it is a sour. Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, anything else? Or is that a good comeback episode here?
That's it, man. I feel good, man. It's good to be back.
In our toasty little studio up
here.
It's
a little bit.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. Episodes go up at ChicagoBeerPass.com. And we should be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.